The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Sometimes the call to follow our Lord comes very early in life, when we're very young. We can see it in some of the youth. They're 10 years old. They're dedicated to God and to Christ and to the church. And other times it comes very late. We don't get the call to follow Christ until very late in life, perhaps even on our deathbed. And for those who are called early, like in the gospel, sometimes there can be a sense of jealousy that they had to spend the entire time working side by side with our Lord in the vineyard, whereas those who came late had no obligation except maybe an hour, maybe a day, maybe a few minutes with the Lord, walking side by side, working with him. And so this jealousy can start to pop up. "Why do they get the same reward? I've been working since daybreak in the Lord's vineyard. I've put in more hours, more effort." With this, we can wrongly believe that we deserve a better reward or something more because of our earlier call and because of the more time we've spent working with our Lord in the vineyard. But this jealousy and entitlement, it comes from our pride, our wound, rather than Jesus Christ. The only thing God asks us to be when we receive this call to join our Lord, working side by side in the vineyard with him, is to be grateful. When we see others coming in later to help in the vineyard, God asks us to be grateful for their help and grateful that they too will share in the Master's reward of eternal life. Grateful so that we are not envious at God's generosity. My brothers and sisters, regardless of when we are called, it is a grace to work side by side with our Lord in his vineyard, working until the job is done. Sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes it can be difficult to see somebody new come in with a different set of skills, with a lot of grace that they're able to like do what we couldn't, accomplish things that we couldn't. But again, if there's jealousy that pops up over that, then it's from not from God. It's from pride. It's from our own sense of pumped up ego. And so we have to deflate that and ask for humility. So take heart. Another's reward does not diminish our own.